News starts right now.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
You know, this
Why
is by...
Why are you playing this?
Because it's by the President of the United States of America.
It's true. It is from the President of the United States of America. You could have played Lump.
I know, but
Beach.
I just had to... I grabbed it.
Okay, fine.
All right.
We'll take the President of the United States
okay,
of America.
Thanks. But
killing the radio star. Just... Why do you mock me? I'm coming in here to fill in for Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, by the way, filling in for Andrew. And you're just like, yeah... Bobby's gone. He's not on the radio on a regular basis anymore. Video killed him off. Is that what you're telling me?
No, sir. Not at all. It was just something I grabbed by the President of the United States of America.
All right. Well, maybe it was...
Andrew has made limited music.
Maybe it was a Freudian slip.
Maybe.
Yeah. 80 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 92 today. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Symphony Sparks and Stars presented by Pensacola State College right here on News Radio 92.3. So be sure to tune into that at 7 p.m. tonight. And then when that's over, right around 9 o'clock tonight, we'll have the Pensacola Pensacola Fireworks Show. And we will stream the music live right here on 92.3 FM and AM 1620. So you can listen to the the simulcast of the music right here on News Radio 92.3, as well as on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. By the way, I was looking at the weather, and it says 80 degrees. Today, going to be a high of 92, and I noticed it shows the UV as
right.
9. I don't even know what that means, but you know what I've discovered?
What?
My daughter, who's 15, and her friends, and I've been taking care of my nephew a lot recently, who's 16, they often will be like, hey, man, the UV today is going to be 10. It's going to be 12. I'm like, what are you talking about, the UV? And then they're like, today's UV is only 7. It's only a 5. And I'm like, what? It's 90 degrees today. They're like, yeah, but the UV is only 7. What are you talking about? Like, this is something, for some reason, the young generation is big into UV. They don't care about the temperature. They don't care about the humidity levels. They don't care about the feels like what. They care about the UV. I think this might be actually a healthy perspective. From the younger generation, it just confuses the
it does
heck out of me.
I'm like, what? Huh?
So they're concerned about UV levels. I've never cared about UV levels. Maybe that's why my generation has skin cancer.
That's probably why. They probably learned it in school. So.
Maybe they learned it in school. Like, hey, the temperature
we
might be hot,
in
but
school.
UV is low, then you're okay, or vice versa. Or maybe the temperature's low, but the UV's still high. So you got... It just blows me away. Like, they bring it up.
I know.
Like, I'll just be just walking, and all of a sudden my daughter's like, hey, do you see it's going to be 11 UV today? And I'm like, why would I look at that?
Why?
That's just...
Why me?
Am I the only one of the... Like, that's my reaction, though. Why would I know that?
Right.
And they go, well, do you know what the temperature is? Yeah, it's 70 degrees. You know, 78 degrees or whatever. And they're like... Well, if you know what the temperature is, you know what the UV is. I'm like,
what?
How am I? I don't know that. So, yeah, just kind of, I just thought that was
interesting.
It's just an interesting perspective I had recently. They bring it up all the time, like her friends and stuff, like, hey, it's 12 UV today. And I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, that means we need to stay inside. That's what it means. And I'm like, hey, but it's a nice day out. I'm going outside.
Right.
I'm probably going to get burned. And they're like, that's worse. You're going to get cancer. I'm like, oh, geez.
UV rays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text, who in their right mind thinks potato salad is gross?
Amen.
That's disgusting.
Amen.
Okay, I will say this.
Hallelujah.
I like potato salad. At least I'll eat potato salad.
You will.
Macaroni salad, forget about it. Forget about it.
Why forget about it?
Forget about it. Macaroni salad is disgusting.
Why?
On so many levels.
No, it's not.
So
it's
much.
Good.
First of all, mayonnaise is disgusting in general. So
okay,
anything
well,
made
that's...
with mayonnaise.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a mayonnaise addict. So.
Oh, gross.
Sorry.
So gross.
I know, I'll bring you some.
I use hummus. in place of mayonnaise anywhere. So if I'm making a ham sandwich or turkey sandwich or something, hummus instead.
You need to bring some in. We'll try.
I even do it with hamburgers, hummus.
Really?
Yeah. Because mayonnaise is disgusting. Forever, I used to not have anything, just dry. Dry bread with, put the hamburger on it and blah, blah,
and boom,
blah.
You go.
And of course, I have, you know, ketchup and mustard and stuff like this, but no mayo or Miracle Whip. My dad's a Miracle Whip fan. Loves Miracle Whip.
No.
Eats Miracle Whip sandwiches.
Right.
Just,
no.
Hey, son, go make me a Miracle Whip. I used to do that growing up. I'd make him just white bread with Miracle Whip on top of it and bring it into him. Like, this is disgusting. I hope you die of cancer. No, I didn't want to say that. It'd be horrible. But
but Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise. Let's just get that
but
out.
But they're
the
both
open.
White and gross. So well, but one of them's tangy, one of them's not tangy. Same thing.
Yeah, okay.
So I use hummus instead.
Right.
And I make a homemade dill pickle hummus that I love.
Why didn't you bring any in?
Yeah, I'm a terrible host. And I know. So I put the dill flavored hummus on like a hamburger bun. Oh yeah. Now
I'm coming to your house.
Good stuff right there.
I'm coming to your house now. I've got to try it.
Potato salad sandwich is the bomb.
Oh,
now you're just making stuff up.
There's
not.
Haven't had one, but it sounds good.
That's not real.
No. Oh.
I mean,
you
I guess.
Put potato salad on some bread.
I do have a friend that she's always like, she tries to get under my skin, and she's always like, that sounds made up.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds made up. Yeah. But I will say this. I did that once with my 15-year-old daughter. I said, that sounds made up. She's like, Dad, everything is made up at some point. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true.
Oh.
I don't like these smart kids with their UV
awareness. No. Man.
And stuff like that. That really bothers me. Oh, well. Some songs about 4th of July after our Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some minor delays if you're going southbound through Gulf Breeze headed toward Pensacola Beach. Just some minor delays there. That's it. Those are the only delays I see. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, we just played that one already. God Bless America. This is America from Childish Gambino. That is Donald Glover's music persona.
Alter ego?
His alter ego. Okay. Party in the USA, which we played as well, from Miley Cyrus. American Boy. Estelle featuring Kanye West. I am not familiar with that. I don't believe, at least. America from Simon and Garfunkel. Surfing in the USA from the Beach Boys. Living in America from James Brown. We already played that one. American Pie and American Kids from Kenny Chesney. I am not familiar with that.
It's a great song.
Then I would include the You'll Be Back from Hamilton, which we just played just a little ago.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I loved your interpretation of it, too. If you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast. It's up right now.
My interpretation of it?
Yeah.
What was my interpretation?
Well, your vocal style.
Oh, you mean me singing along with it?
Yes. Yes. That's up on the podcast if you
it's
would
up
like
on the
encore.
Podcast?
Yes.
Why are you podcasting today's show?
Because that's what I'm supposed to do.
But this is just Bobby Rossi filling in for Andy.
I know, but I know a lot of people that don't live here, maybe live in Phoenix or something like that, like to listen to our show.
Okay. All right. That might be true. Yeah. There you go. Some other ones. American from Lana Del Rey. Not familiar with that. American Music from Violent Femmes. Man, I don't think I've heard that song since the 80s.
Like, I haven't.
Like, it's been a bit. American Baby from Dave Matthews Band. So American from Olivia Rodrigo. And American Dreaming. Yeah, from Sierra Farrell. And Sia has a good version of American Dreaming. It's a very sultry version of American Dreaming. And Bleed American for Jimmy Eat World. Those are some patriotic 4th of July songs for you. Today in history, besides, of course, 1776 declaring our independence from Great
Britain.
The big one,
yeah.
Today was the day the Louisiana Purchase was announced to the American people by President Thomas Jefferson in 1803. Then we have in 1934, the patent for the atomic bomb was filed today in 1934.
And did you know it's not a federal holiday until 1941? That's when July 4th became a federal holiday.
Interesting.
I learned a weird history fact.
That is probably why I saw, where is it? I had something here. I don't know where it is. I saw something that the city that has celebrated the 4th of July the longest is Bristol, Rhode Island. And I was like, what do you mean they've celebrated the longest? So that's why. Because it was not a national holiday.
Right.
They immediately just started celebrating the next year. It was like 1778 or something like that. They started like, hey, we're celebrating that we declared
our independence.
Any reason
to party. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I have that random fact in my head.
That's an interesting random fact. Today in history, in 1970, Casey Kasem and his American Top 40 debuted. Give me a Casey Kasem sound. I need to hear it. Because I have it in my head, but not enough. So I can't sound like Casey Kasem because I'm like, what is going on? Again, Casey, he has such a beautiful voice. Didn't you know?
Oh, yes.
And a beautiful radio voice.
I loved all the dedications. I remember those.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Only play 30 seconds of it so we don't get fined by the FCC.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm trying to find at least one.
All right, fine. That's interesting news. LeBron James' production company, his movie production company, is producing the Jim Thorpe story. I love Jim Thorpe. The athlete, mm-hmm. Native American athlete. So speaking of sports, today in history, while you're looking for that, today in history, Lou Gehrig was the first Major League Baseball player to have his number retired on his appreciation day at Yankee Stadium. And that's when he made his iconic luckiest man speech. Lou Gehrig, yeah. And then in 1831, America, my country 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. That was 1831. Lyrics by Samuel Francis Smith had its first public performance at Park Street Church in Boston, Massachusetts. So, yeah, that was 1831 is when that song came out. With those lyrics, I guess. That tune had been out for a while, but with the lyrics added to it and made it America, my country, 'tis of thee. I sang that song solo when I was 10 years old. For a high school talent show. Yeah.
Did you win?
I did not win. It wasn't like a winner talent show. It was just
gold. You got a participation trophy?
I got a participation trophy. But when I was about to go up and sing the tape, because my piano teacher, she recorded herself playing the music.
Right.
And so I could just play the tape instead of having somebody play for me live. And the tape didn't work. And so I ended up having to sing a cappella at 10 years old in front of all the people and stuff. But I did. I had it memorized, so I just sang it. Whatever. But I do have some other 4th of July things, but I do want to hit some other news. There was a fireworks warehouse in California Tuesday night that exploded. I don't know if you heard about that. Unfortunately, there were some people missing and out of the count. 72.2 million people are expected to travel this weekend overall, starting from yesterday, going all the way through Sunday. The worst time to travel was yesterday between 2 and 6 p.m.
It felt like the worst time to travel was Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah,
it was.
I mean, the airports were just packed.
Yeah. There's some people that left yesterday. They're still stuck in traffic, still trying to get out of town. There's a study that found that there is no safe amount of processed meat that you can eat. If you eat processed meat like hot dogs, bologna, Spam, you eat it on a regular basis, you're going to have health issues because of it. There's no true safe amount. Now, if you're going to eat it once in a blue moon, you know, just a hot dog on the 4th, you're okay. Chart, oh, here it is.
Here's a recent number one song. Everybody wants to rule the world. At number 25 this week, here are Tears for Fears.
Heckum, I like this voice. Casey Kasem. In case you missed it, Casey Kasem, his America Top 40 came out today in 1970. So
wow.
Listen to that voice. That was so classic. That was beautiful. I love it. Text. Casey Kasem was awesome. Yeah, totally was. Salt on watermelon. What are you talking about? Salt and watermelon, yes or no? That's a no.
No.
I have friends who do salt and watermelon. No. That's
I'm
a
sorry.
No. Can't
That's
do that.
That's a hard no.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hard no for me.
It's a hard no.
I get
no.
enough salt as it is.
Where was I with the news rundown of stuff? Oh, here we go. Bristol, yeah. I mentioned Bristol, Rhode Island has been celebrating the 4th of July longer than anyone else. I was trying to look up the date. I couldn't remember. 1785 is when they started celebrating America's independence.
Took them that long?
1785.
I guess news traveled slowly.
Yeah, but when you're saying it wasn't a national holiday
right.
until, what,
1941?
Yeah, so they were celebrating long, long time before that. So, yeah. A spaghetti, which is amazing, spaghetti can keep your pet calm during the fireworks tonight. A veterinarian said getting them used to popping sounds can help, and if they're really touchy about it, you can start by snapping a bunch of dry spaghetti to simulate popping. You can also use bubble wrap. So in other words, getting them used to popping sounds and use snap spaghetti.
But what about the windows rattling? Because people in my neighborhood, they will rattle your windows.
I was going to say, what?
So I guess if happening? I turn up my bass a little bit.
You need double pane windows.
I know, but they're rattling.
They're still double pane windows? They're rattling?
Yes.
Okay, I can't help you right now. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
That's
that's why I needed help.
Wow, that's something else. 86% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July. The other 14% are planning on leaving America, I hope.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I mean, kind of kidding.
Just go ahead and deport yourself.
Yeah. Self-deportation?
Yeah, self.
That's by the way, that's about normal. Usually about 87%. Last year was 87% planned on celebrating the 4th of July in some way or another. The lowest that planned to celebrate the 4th of July was 76% in 2020 when we had the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah.
Everybody's just like, I don't feel very celebratory right now. At all.
I'm going to stay inside.
I just want to stay inside and just cry. All right. Let's get traffic on the fives right here on News Radio 92.3.
And that's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Seeing some minor slowdowns as you go through Gulf Breeze headed toward Pensacola Beach. 98 is actually flowing smoothly. Highway 90 Garson Point Bridge is looking good. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I do have some more 4th of July things, like the top 4th of July things we're doing, but we also have some headlines and some news and stuff we're going to get to as well.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, anywhere. On the transcontinental. Oh, Foster. President Trump plans to sign the Republicans' big tax and spending bill in a ceremony at 5 p.m. Eastern. The bill was passed in the House 218-213 with two Republicans voting no and no support from Democrats.
All of the things that we've given, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them, too. You know that?
The president at the Iowa fairgrounds. The Supreme Court's allowing the Trump administration to deport eight migrants to South Sudan who aren't from there.
Last month, there was a broader ruling that paused a trial judge's order that barred the government from deporting those in the U.S. illegally to countries other than their own unless they had a chance to argue that they would face torture. Lawyers for the men went back to the trial judge, who blocked their removal again. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court for clarification in the matter.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, those men have all been convicted of serious crimes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees this morning, and happy Independence Day to you. Escambia County deputies say an argument at a cell phone store escalated into a knife attack yesterday. Now, this happened over at the Metro PCS store on Chiefs Way. Deputies say two women and a juvenile got into a disagreement. A female employee had attempted to intervene and was reportedly attacked by that juvenile. Now, deputies say 37-year-old Mary Frances Baldwin then pulled a knife out and ended up cutting the employee on the face. Baldwin now faces aggravated battery charges, and she's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. The juvenile is currently also facing battery charges. Her identity was not released due to her age. The third woman involved was not part of that assault and is not facing any charges. We've got an update on that incident we first reported yesterday in Santa Rosa County. An investigation is still underway after an attempted robbery that led to a shootout between 19-year-old Noah Hoffman and three men who'd allegedly traveled to Santa Rosa County to buy drugs. That happened at a home on Kamey Court in Milton, and deputies say Hoffman never actually had narcotics and tried to rob those three men. That's what led to the gunfire. Yesterday, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office said Hoffman had been arrested and was facing aggravated assault, robbery, and other charges related to the incident. Investigators are also still looking into charges for the other men involved. And those men included two men and a juvenile that were from Pensacola. Now, it looks like Alligator Alcatraz is now officially open for business. A bus and a couple of vans were seen driving into that facility in the Everglades yesterday. President Trump toured the facility earlier this week. That was before any detainees were processed there.
The job they've done is fantastic, and this is what you need. And Ron worked beautifully with Christy and all of the people at Homeland Security.
And food trucks and other cars have been seen entering that facility. In the end, it's expected to house around 3,000 detainees. Well, we are heading into the 4th of July weekend. Of course, fireworks shows tonight. And, well, from what I heard last night at home, there's a lot of people celebrating with fireworks in their backyards as well. But if you live within Pensacola's city limits, don't do it. It's against the law.
Anything that flies or explodes in the air is still against the city ordinance. We know that we're going to have a lot of calls for this. And we just want people to know to please be patient with us. That's usually a very busy night for us. We will answer each and every one of those calls.
That is PPD spokesman Mike Wood. And, of course, police recommend that you skip the fireworks at home if you're in city limits and just go to the professional show downtown or on Pensacola Beach. Well, we've heard a lot about alligator Alcatraz, but apparently in Alaska, they're floating the idea of bear Alcatraz to house migrants now. Of course, Florida's been getting all the media attention for the Everglades facility. White House policy advisor Stephen Miller calling on Republican governors across the U.S. to work with the administration to build migrant facilities in all red states. Earlier this week, one Alaskan official told Fox News they don't have alligators, but they do have a lot of bears. And Alaska's Governor Mike Dunleavy has so far not commented on the possibility of a bear Alcatraz. It's 8:35. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 79 degrees. And our next news is at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. First, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, and Garcelon Point Bridge, 3 Mile Bridge are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. And now we'll get a look at our market report from Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Warren Buffett donated another $6 billion of Berkshire Hathaway shares to the Gates Foundation and four family charities, his biggest annual donation since he began giving away his fortune nearly two decades ago. The donation of roughly 12.36 million Berkshire Class B shares boosted Buffett's overall giving to the charities to well over $60 billion. He donated 9.43 million shares to the Gates Foundation alone. Luckin Coffee, the fast-growing chain that beat Starbucks at its own game in China, is entering the United States. Its first two U.S. locations opened this week in New York City, marking a ramping up of competition against Starbucks and other coffee giants that have successfully built a loyal following and targeting Gen Z drinkers with TikTok-worthy drinks at affordable prices. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Stop, midnight tea, top Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in
Kenny
the
Chesney
USA.
American kid.
Park truck stop,
oh, okay.
Hey, little Matt. New York to LA.
How do you know the words? I'm not a big country fan. So every time you played anything country, I'm like, what is this?
I know.
This is foreign.
Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all alright.
There you go. All right, I like
it. Now's my time to serenade you.
Maybe I'll check it out. Yeah, I did my serenade earlier with.
I know, and
you'll
I was,
be back from Hamilton.
I was impressed. I was impressed, man.
There's we'll go through some news stuff here. We've been covering a lot of, you know, 4th of July things and stuff. But just a reminder: 7 o'clock tonight, Symphony Sparks and Stars live right here on News Radio 92.3. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll switch straight over to the fireworks show. So we'll have the music synchronized to the fireworks right here on News Radio 92.3 as well. Symphony Sparks and Stars presented by Pensacola State College. Then there's...
You're smiling.
Yeah. All right. So this is expected to be one of the busiest 4th of July weekends we've ever had. I mean, they're saying that the travelers... is going to be a record number of travelers this weekend, which means a lot of the people are going to be coming to the beach from all over the place. I mean, a lot of people left yesterday. Some people left Tuesday. They're like, I'm working Monday and I'm done for the week, you know. So we've started having people coming here, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and definitely, you know, yesterday for sure. And so this is going to be a busy weekend at the beaches overall around here. In national news, some of the things we got going on here, ICE is prepping for a detention blitz. We've had a lot of raids from ICE, and they're planning on getting a lot more people. We're starting to see some people being detained illegally for a while. And then we're seeing construction projects being shut down because of an ICE raid, and then all of a sudden there's not enough workers to keep things going.
Yeah, I experienced that in Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, we wanted to go to a restaurant, and sign on the door said closed. No, all locations are closed. No workers.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I was like, dadgummit. But yeah, on the news out there, there was four raids into this one restaurant chain. Four.
No way.
Yes. It basically took all the workers. So went to go eat there and I was like, nope. Well, guess we'll make another choice.
Oh, yeah.
So wow, In and Out was the.
In and Out. No, we already talked about the In-N-Out.
I know.
You're killing me. You're killing me. What's his face? That's going to help you out a lot.
Really?
Julio Cesar Chavez arrested after his fight with Jake Paul.
That was a horrible fight.
I didn't watch the fight.
It was horrible.
But apparently he already had some. I mean, he was arrested by ICE agents, and it was over cartel connections. So he's got some other things going on there as well. But yeah, so he was arrested by ICE. ICE busy.
They are. They're about to get 10,000 more agents.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the bill. Yep. In the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah. In the big, beautiful
bill,
or what did Hakeem Jeffries
say? The big, ugly bill.
Big, ugly bill, yeah. Or a big, bloated bill. Hakeem Jeffries, by the way, yesterday set the record for the longest speech for the House on the House floor in opposition to the bill.
I couldn't believe that. I saw the end of it, and I was just like, wow.
So long.
Yes.
Then we have, today we will be having, well, let me go back to the bill. That bill will, it does have in it the tax or no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. So those are two of the things that are in there. I feel like the bill is too bloated. I do feel like it has too much stuff in it. It's just too big. It's too bloated. We did need the tax cuts that were previously done. We did need those extended, and that's what this bill does. It does extend it, but then there's a bunch of other just bloat stuff in there that doesn't. It's big. And I'm sorry, I get it. The president's like, it's the big, beautiful bill, and he tries to make it sound like this thing. But when has anything big from the federal government been a good thing for the people? Especially when it's so big, you can't read. So what's happening right now is you've got some Republicans who are focused on the good things, like the tax, no taxes on tips. So they pick out a few of these things that are really good highlight things. But the bill's so big, you got people like AOC who finds a couple of things in there that are really not good and just goes, this is the deal with the devil. And it's like, the truth is probably somewhere in between. Yet at the same time, when is anything big that comes from the federal government good for the people? It's not. It never is. Even this. Sorry, MAGA. It's not. It's not going to be good for us. I can tell you that right now. I guarantee it's not going to be good for the deficit. It's not going to be good for the debt, which our president was supposed to, bring down. Anyway, I won't go on that whole rant right there, but whatever. It's just like, it's killing me. Other news, Free America protests expand across the nation on 4th of July.
What did you say, Free America?
Yeah. A lot of liberal protests are going to be protesting today.
Free America.
You know what that reminds me of? Ronald Reagan's old joke. Republican. He was a joke, okay?
Right.
It's a joke.
Joke.
But this makes it seem like it's not a joke when you see protests happening on the 4th of July. Ronald Reagan's joke was Republicans think that every day is the 4th of July or wish every day was the 4th. Republicans wish every day was the 4th of July. Democrats wish every day was April 15th.
Oh.
Which is tax day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Youch.
Youch. Youch. But it does make it's okay. Dollars on track for the worst year in modern history. That's not good. It keeps on falling. I've talked to many people, many business owners in the past, I'd say 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Many of my friends, some family members, having to close their businesses.
Wow.
Just too tough. Can't pay the bills.
Right.
And so they're closing their business. I have a family member who's got a rental business for like jet skis, paddle boards, kayaks, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Says the business down 38% compared to a year ago. People just aren't going out and playing.
38%?
Yeah.
Did he say why?
People aren't playing. They're just not going out
They're
and playing.
They're just not. Wow.
Yep. Then we've got I've talked to other business RV owners. I have a family member who runs an RV park, and I have another friend who runs an RV park out west. And they told me they're about 50 to 60% capacity right now, which is unheard of for June.
Wow.
Usually June, they've got people like
packed,
going,
yeah.
Can you squeeze me in somehow?
Right.
You know, make a new spot for me. You know,
put me in the back.
Yeah. I'll go inside the shed. So they're like 50, 60% capacity.
Interesting.
Foreign travelers, non-existent. Especially Canadians. They're just like, no, screw you and Trump. And so the Canadian visitors in national parks, but even Chinese visitors, Scandinavian visitors, they're just completely gone. They're all protesting the country because of the tariffs and stuff like that. My brother lives in New York. He says that Broadway is struggling so bad they're starting to close shows now. They're just shutting shows down because they're not getting the visitors. I have another close friend of mine who runs a restaurant in Orlando, says he's about to close his doors because he can't make payroll because the tourists have just they're still there,
yeah.
But it's not like
it was before.
Yeah, it's not a level that they usually make their money in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not making their money in the summer right now. Mm-hmm. And so he's thinking he might have to close his doors. So, yeah, the economy, I don't care anybody says, the economy's not doing as good as what, like, Jerome Powell said it was. He was like, oh, the economy's going good right now. That's why we're not going to lower interest rates. Like, economy's not doing that great.
Yeah.
44% of Californians said they would vote to secede right now. 44%. Like, that's, okay. I think there's about 70% of Illinoisans who would secede from Illinois. I'm just saying.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays on 3 Mile Bridge, Garson Point Bridge, Navarre Beach Bridge, 98 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We need to pull up You'll Be Back Again.
You'll Be Back Again?
Yeah. Not again, but You'll Be Back.
I just wanted to put that in there.
Top 4th of July things that we're doing. Top 4th of July things we're doing? Nothing. Yeah. 43% of Americans say they just plan to stay at home and kick back and just chill. Yeah. That's now that is, by the way, a plan. We covered earlier that 14% of Americans aren't planning on celebrating 4th of July or like they're very un-American. But it is very American to plan to celebrate the 4th of July by doing nothing. In fact, that might be the most American thing overall. Like, I'm not having a barbecue. I'm not going to fireworks. I'm not having a party. That's actually less American than just, I'm just going to chill and be lazy. And just relax.
That's American.
Sleep. That's American.
That's 100% America.
Through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah. 35% do plan to spend time with family or have a family get together. Okay, yeah, I see that. 33% will have a barbecue or picnic this weekend. 16% will go to a fireworks display of some sort. Only 10% plan to do fireworks themselves. That keeps dropping every year, by the way.
Not in my neighborhood.
Really?
That number goes up.
Who you got living in your neighborhood?
I don't know, but they love to do their own fireworks.
So you got a lot of foreigners who live in your neighborhood.
No, they're...
Because I'll tell you what.
They're Miltonians.
We think we do fireworks in America? No. I've been overseas during New Year's.
Right.
They put us to shame.
Oh.
They put us to shame with their fireworks there. I mean, they're blowing up like straight gunpowder. Ooh. In the middle of, like, we just light a pile of gunpowder and just set it on
fire. I think
I
need to go.
Like, it's wild.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
I was in Asia during New Year's. This is like 30 years ago. I don't want to say all long ago, but yeah, it was like 30 years ago. And I couldn't sleep. It went on till 4 in the morning, and it felt like I was in a war zone. It was just so bright because of all the fireworks, and it was so loud, and the street was so full of smoke. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I was just like this sheltered little American boy from Tennessee. And it was just like, we had nothing like that.
This ain't Tennessee.
It was like, I ain't in Tennessee no more. And so it blew my mind. Like, they put us to shame with their fireworks. And then let's see here. What was the other one? All right. 10% will go to a 4th of July event, like a parade. There's a lot of other places that have big 4th of July parades. A lot of places do that. 11% are going to watch some sort of sports. It's not a sports day to me.
I don't think. I don't even.
Baseball. Baseball. I'd probably go to a baseball game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4% will go camping or hiking. I'm surprised that's only 4%. I would think that would be a lot higher. You think that's too
hot? It's too hot. It's too hot right now, bro.
Yeah. 2% going to go fishing. And so there you go. Those are just some of the 4th of July things that people are planning on doing today. Then we've got, let's see here. What was the other thing I had with the 4th of July news? I had a 4th of July news thing. Oh, I wanted to let you know this. I meant to cover this in the news, so I'm kind of backtracking a little bit. Michael Madsen, the actor, passed away. 67 years old.
Man.
Yeah, I meant to hit that in the news thing. I forgot. My bad. So Michael Madsen passing away. Bobby, when you sing musicals, it's great. Oh, speaking of musicals, we have it ready?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. This is the 4th of July song to me. This is from the play Hamilton.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tears.
Oh, so good. This is King George talking to the Americans who just declared their independence.
Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back. Soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back. Time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And
here
when
comes the
push
best part.
Comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. La da 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 da.
Oh, you gotta love this song. It's so fun.
Remind you of my love.
Gotta remind. Gonna send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. So brilliant. This song is just brilliant. So, I remember when I watched it for the first time, and I just like. Up to this point, all the songs are kind of rappy, hip hoppy. And everything, all of a sudden, this...
And then this one comes on.
Then this dude comes out, and he's very stiff, and he's very just, you know, like, what is gonna happen here, you know? And then he just starts singing this very light song. And then it gets, and you're like, it's a very calm song at first. And then he's just like, and I'm gonna send him a fully armed... You know, did he just say he's gonna send a fully armed battalion?
Yep. Welcome back.
It's so brilliant. So, all right, here we go.
And ever and ever... You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war.
Oh,
for your love, for your praise. And I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'm going mad.
Which he did. A little crazy. Oh, it's so good. That's one of my favorite 4th of July songs right here.
I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love.
There you go.
So awesome. I mean, I just want to remind you of my love, Bobby.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm okay. You don't need to show me
You're
your
good.
Love. Let's see here. Bobby says Sparks and Stars is on the radio at 7 tonight. I thought it was 7:30. The music starts at 7:30. We're going to start a broadcast at 7. So we'll have that right at 7 o'clock. I don't understand how ICE raids are shutting down restaurants. Isn't it the law that you have to do E-Verify before you hire somebody to prove that they have the right to work? So every state's different. Every state's different. E-Verify is not a national requirement. It's a state thing. It's a national program, but it's a state-run option. So, and look.
Especially the restaurants
businesses are
I was
get
trying
it.
To go to.
Yeah. Businesses are going to get around it. Construction companies get around it.
Mm-hmm.
You can hire anybody at any time, and you don't have to do E-Verify.
Off the
there's
books.
No, yeah, you can hire somebody off the books. So there's no requirement. Look, if you're not paying them, you can pay them under the table. You pay them cash, pay them through Cash App. There's ways, because then there's no record that they're an employee. So there's tons and tons of ways to do this. Because I've talked about it before, going, if we really want to crack down on illegal immigration, not legal, but illegal immigration, you should expand E-Verify for housing, for utilities, for schools. Like, you can put your kid in school, public school, but you got to run E-Verify first.
That's true.
You can't get around that.
No.
You can't get around utilities. You can't get around housing. Well, you can get around housing. I actually know quite a few people who just, hey, just pay me cash and I'll rent to you. So there is a way to do housing. But utilities, there isn't. You know, if you want your utilities turned on, but see, there'll still be a way to, there's always a way to work stuff around.
Yes, there's always a way.
Want to get your kid in school? You want to run through Air Verify? I'm going to go through my uncle or my aunt or my neighbor or
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
You know, there's always a way to get around
Use
it.
Use their address.
So, and so that's the thing. But it would make it more difficult. And the thing is, with expanding E-Verify in places like that, it's more of just deterrent more than anything. There's going to be people go, I don't want to jump through the hoops. I'll go back or I'll whatever. Which, by the way, we were talking about earlier. I've had a lot of friends. I actually know a lot of people who are illegal. I'm friends with a lot of people who are here illegally. Most of them, the vast majority, are dreamers. They didn't come here illegally right. on their own. They came here as children. Some of them even infants when they were brought over. So to them, they're just American. They're like, I don't know.
They don't know any. Yeah. Like, my friends don't know any different. They're like, we're American.
Yeah, man. I'm just American. They just yeah. grew up here. They're like, well, you should go back home. They're like, this is home. Like, I don't yeah. know. If you send me back to the country of my origin where I was born, I don't speak their language. I don't speak,
Right. Like, I don't even know how to, do anything there.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, what would you
I'll
mean
be a
go
tourist.
Home? I would have nothing to, they're like a tourist. I have no place to go. So I sympathize with them. But they have more friends who actually are illegal, who did sneak into the country, who did come across the border, blah, blah, blah. And they've told me many of their friends are self-deporting right now. They're just afraid of these ICE raids. They're just like, I'd rather just go home on my own than be rounded up and have the embarrassment of being rounded up and blah, 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 and then detained mm-hmm. and stuff. Whereas right now, because then that cost me my job, that cost me my, it could cost me money
right.
to be detained. Whereas I can just go home and then figure out and wait for the new president and come back. They didn't say that, but I was just joking. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can still text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, here's another text. People will come up and scan a QR code for Venmo or PayPal and never send anything.
Yeah, I know several people like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought when you scan like a Venmo, like you have to do some sort of verification or something like that now. There's not anything. Wow.
Not that I know of.
That would stink. If somebody's trying to pay for something.
Right.
So because I know a lot of restaurants now do like Venmo or PayPal, like QR code stuff or Cash App. Like you go there and you can pay and it has a QR code to just pay that way. And they won't send anything. I always verify because I've had people pay me different Venmo and I'm just like, let me make sure it went through. And I verify on their phone to make sure they sent something and everything. I wonder if you could roll it back. Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they roll it back.
I'll send you a screenshot verification and then get refunded real quick.
No, thank you.
Okay. well, I'm just saying. way around everything.
That's true. There's like way around everything. So 4th of July, we covered the Declaration of Independence earlier today. That's when we first were playing King George. As well, we talked about the top chips for the 4th of July. We have the perfect hot dog. According to research, according to poll, the perfect hot dog is a grilled hot dog, not a boiled hot dog. And unfortunately,
not a smoked.
I would agree with the smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked hot dog. I've only had it once.
Oh, they're amazing.
But you know what else I've had? Deep fried hot dog.
That's a corn dog.
No, I'm not talking about
that. Sorry. That's a corn dog to me.
Yeah. No, deep fried hot dog's pretty good too.
Really?
Yeah. It changes like the whole texture of the hot dog. Now that being said, hot dogs are disgusting. I just eat them every now and then. Is it we're talking about McDonald's hamburgers
right.
are disgusting?
Yeah.
But every now and then you're just like, I need a McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah.
So. All right, you guys have a happy 4th of July. Next is
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM.